Howdy, y'all! Happy Thanksgiving week to all of you. This is Scott Merrick with Snacks for the Brain, episode number 49. This week we all benefit from my trip down Atlanta way last week to take in the NAEYC's annual conference. That's the National Association for the Education of Young Children, by the way. I attended the conference in my role as Lower School Technology Coordinator for University School of Nashville, my main gig, as it were. I've been teaching K-4 computer skills for nearly 8 years now, and I did a fun presentation for those folks on my favorite little kid website, upto10.com. Spell it out, check it out at the show notes at snacksforthebrain.blogspot.com. Long story short, I spent several hours Saturday manfully wandering up and down aisle after aisle of the Mammoth Exhibitor Hall, and toward the end of the experience I came upon a large booth area where things seemed way more active than in other portions of the hall. Steve Spangler, guru of Steve Spangler Science, was holding forth about one of his products, InstaSnow, and demonstrating it to an enraptured throng.
I joined the said throng.
I'm glad I did, because my subsequent research into this man and this company has led me to the information that he's an Emmy winner and a tireless proselytizer for the wonders of science, not to mention a vast resource for teachers at any level of instruction to use for spicing up instruction. Steve got hung up in Thanksgiving airport traffic and we postponed our scheduled interview, but I'm scrambling to nab some wonderful audio from his website videos. They are created in partnership with Denver's News 9. We'll do that interview soon, but in the meanwhile, listen up as Steve and News 9 anchors Mark Kobrick and Kim Christensen goof around with gases in the episode entitled How Gases Change Your Voice. Also in this episode, hear some fabulous hammer dulcimer music from Jamie Janover and Michael Maisley at Megatune.com, and pick up some very edgy groove rock from the amazing Sensationals at the PodSafe Music Network. As if that's not enough, groove on the tip for using Google to access your internet bookmarks from any machine. I'm telling you, it's everything today. Thank you for downloading Snacks for the Brain.
You're listening to Snacks for the Brain.
Speaking of the forefront, let's listen to the rest of this wonderful cut called Raga Sutra, from Jamie Janover and Michael Maisley at Magnatune.com. Before we listen to the Steve Spangler stuff, I've got a
tech tip tidbit for you.
Share bookmarks and favorites between computers. This is a sort of an advanced one, but I hope that you like it. It comes straight from www.jakeludington.com. Alrighty then. Esther asks, is there any way to save my bookmarks / favorites for web pages so that I can see them on any computer I use? Jake answers, Google is currently the best solution provider when it comes to making your bookmarks portable. They have a Firefox plugin called Google Browser Sync that makes your bookmarks available on any machine with Firefox, and the plugin installed, of course. If you're using Internet Explorer, Google makes bookmarks available either by installing Google Toolbar or by using the personalized Google Bookmarks service attached to a free Gmail account. I haven't found an application or service that I like for sharing bookmarks between versions of Internet Explorer. While I have expressed some reservations about the potential privacy concerns related to storing your bookmarks on Google's servers, the convenience is hard to ignore.
Google Bookmarks and Internet Explorer.
If you want to use the same set of bookmarks across multiple computers using Internet Explorer, there are two ways to use Google Bookmarks. One way is to simply use http://www.google.com/bookmarks as your homepage, which provides quick access to your bookmarks each time you open a new browser window. It includes a search box to search both your bookmarks and the web, so you get the convenience of accessing your favorite sites and a search box all in one page. The other advantage of Google Bookmarks is the option to sort bookmarks by adding keyword labels related to each one. That way, as you add more bookmarks, you never have to remember why you bookmarked the site in the first place. Your notes and labels help maintain relevance. The other way to use Google Bookmarks is to install the Google Toolbar on your computer. The bookmarks are then available from the toolbar whenever you want to access them, no matter what page you're on.
The Google Browser Sync in Firefox.
The Google Browser Sync plugin makes your bookmarks, save passwords, cookies, and browsing history available on any computer with both Firefox and the plugin installed. When you log in, you'll have access to all these things from any computer. While this is great on one hand, I'm still leery of putting my personal information on somebody else's server. You can help protect your privacy by using the encryption feature, but I still would avoid storing things like bank information and passwords attached to places you spend money just to be safe. For some other ideas on sharing bookmarks between computers, Lifehacker has an interesting discussion on how to share bookmarks between IE and Firefox. Gonna leave you to it now. That's Tech Tip Tidbit from Snacks for the Brain, courtesy of JakeLuddington.com. Hey, Scott, let's go over to the SteveSpanglerScience.com website and read the folks what it says about Steve Spangler before you play that audio from the video you're going to play. Okay, Homer, that's not a bad idea. Let's do that. Alrighty, when asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? Steve replied, why do you have to grow up? Answering a question with a question is not uncommon for a guy who is a leading expert in the area of inquiry-based learning. Steve Spangler is nationally known as a teacher's teacher who shares his passion for learning in the classroom, on the platform, and through the airwaves. Over the last 10 years, Steve has made over 240 network television appearances as an authority on hands-on science. His eye-catching science demonstrations and kid-focused activities earned him an Emmy as the science host of NBC Television's News for Kids in 1997. Steve continues to use the airwaves as his classroom to reach over a million viewers each week as the science guy on 9 News KUSA-TV in Denver, Colorado. Steve serves as the director of the National Hands-On Science Institute in Denver, where he coordinates the staff development training for 850 teachers nationwide. Visit www.nhosi.com for more information on that. There'll be a link in the show notes, too. It's snacksforthebrain.blogspot.com. With 12 years' experience in the classroom, Steve continues to share his creative learning strategies and inquiry research as a consultant for the Littleton Public Schools in Colorado. The focus of his work centers around hands-on learning and student motivation. When faced with having to make a career decision, Steve combined his experiences as a teacher and toy designer to start his own business dedicated to creating products that make learning science fun. As the founder and CEO of Be Amazing Toys, Steve and his creative team of designers have developed more than 50 educational toys and science-related products for companies like Scholastic, the Discovery Channel, and Toys R Us. What's Steve doing right now? He's probably making some gadget ooze, bubble, fizz, bounce, smoke, or maybe He's creating a new idea to get another human being turned on to life's small wonders. I think you'll enjoy the talk we held. I know you'll enjoy his website. And I'm certain anything you bring out of this into your classroom will help you teach your children. Check it out.
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, listen when you want to.
Come on, you can do it.
You're listening to Snacks for the Brain, Snacks for the Brain, Snacks for the Brain.
Next, Snacks for the Brain, episode number 50, will include an interview with Steve Spangler. Meanwhile, I've asked him for permission to snag some audio from one of his videos. I think you'll really enjoy this. This is a great indication of the kind of fun thing that he does. Steve produces these videos in collaboration with Denver's News 9 as a regular feature of the news show. I think you'll dig it. Listen up.
Monday in time for Steve Spangler Science, and today Steve has an unusual, they're already making sounds over there, experiment with Mark.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you very much, Kim. We really appreciate all of that.
It makes you sound so special, particularly when you're a big-time announcer.
You're a big-time announcer. And
is that true?
Oh, boy.
One bite in the hip, breathe out.
And it's gone that fast.
It's gone that fast.
And one time or another,
they all breathe helium. And so, as a parent, you have to ask yourself the question. You see a lot of stuff on the internet, and it
right.
says, don't breathe the helium. And so,
not good for you, dangerous.
Yeah, right. So, from a science perspective, I wanted to share something with the parents at home. Helium itself is an inert gas. It's not poisonous. What really happens is if you breathe it over and over and over again, you start to deprive yourself of oxygen.
Oh,
so that seems to be the real problem. So we have to tell the viewers at home, please don't do the experiments that we're doing today. All right? So, and in fact, I sought the advice of a doctor who just, I asked, we're going to do this and kind of explain the science and small dose and so forth. So trained by professionals, don't try it at home. Got it? All right?
Okay.
So here's how the helium works. So try yours again.
Right?
So grab that. Okay, give me a little bit of helium and we'll go for it. Six times lighter than the air that we breathe.
Should I do it?
Yeah, go for it. Great.
I've done this forever as a child.
There you go.
Particularly at birthday parties, you get a balloon full of helium and you're off to the races.
Thank you. Tip your waitress, we'll be here all week. All right, so so this is six times lighter than air, so here's what happens. In your lungs, what happens is it comes out faster. Sound travels faster through it, and it causes your vocal cords to vibrate faster.
Oh, all right?
So six times lighter. So I thought, what would happen if you got a gas that was six times heavier than the air that we breathe?
And such a
the complete opposite. It's called sulfur hexafluoride, and it sounds terrible, but it's completely inert, not poisonous.
Sulfur hexafluoride?
What?
Holy
so
mackerel.
They use it in the electrical business. I guess it it can put out an electrical fire and it keeps things from arcing, so high voltage kinds of things. So this is sulfur hexafluoride. Ready? So here's what I want you to do, kind of hold on to it. Extremely pricey, so there's sulfur hexafluoride.
Well, this is expensive gas.
Yeah, you got it. So we'll do this one at a time. Ready? So here's what I want you to do. Breathe out and then breathe in. Again, six times heavier. Breathe in. Ready?
Thank you, Steve. Oh, I see. It makes your voice a lot deeper than it previously was. What a vocal cord can scary movie.
It is a very scary, scary
Hey, Kim, breathe in yours, right?
I'm
first, Kim. Okay, breathe out.
Now breathe in. Keep going.
Oh, God, sorry.
And?
I'm supposed to talk now.
That
feels so weird. This actually slows down the vocal cord, all right? And it doesn't vibrate as much, so sound doesn't travel as far. Ready? Breathe out.
Our viewers want to learn something about the science. Some safety information about the helium and everything else. And again, we tell our viewers, don't try this at home. People watch our videos, I guess, from all over the place. And so teaching
is
amazing. Yes, we
learned with our Mentos experiment.
Yes,
is this stuff readily available?
What I had to do is, I knew it was a classic science demonstration. I just had to find an electrical industry and learn a little bit about this particular material. Check it out with a doctor and kind of ask. And again, same type of thing as the helium.
I have never seen it the other way. At every birthday party I ever went to, a lot of our viewers.
Hey, Kim, breathe in, ready? And it's all on the website, so you have to. Kim, you tell them about the website. Yes. Right, here we go.
For more information about Spangler Science, you can visit our website. Go to 90s.com.
Click on the 4 o'clock page and then look for Steve Spangler Science. That feels so funky.
Thanks, Kim. Thank you as always.
Boy, you would be fun. Right back, all right, everybody? morning. Thank you.
E-block is next. Isn't
that amazing? And E-block is next. That's right.
Snacks for the Brain is brought to you by the fine folks at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, connecting working research scientists with K-12 students worldwide. Check out the website at www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO.
If you simply close your eyes and allow yourself to hear all the sounds that are going on around you, just listen to the general hum and buzz of the world as if you were listening to music.
Of mutual interpenetration, they clearly that we